This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Bruce Knight, former chief of the National Resources Conservation Service. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
EQIP itself has over $1 billion a year in cost share that can be used to fund conservation across this country. So that means that somewhere in the neighborhood of, say, 25,000 to 35,000 farmers a year are able to write a contract with the government to share in the costs of doing anything from integrated pest management to conversion to no-till, soil conservation, terraces, water quality improvements, any of those things. Almost any conservation objective that a farmer has pertaining to soil improvement, water quality or quantity improvement, air quality improvement, or wildlife can potentially be funded through the EQIP program.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The amount of cost share will vary from state to state, even by practice to practice. Generally, though, it ranges from 50 to 75%, depending upon the cost of the practice, whether there's greater benefits to society or to the farmer. Quite frankly, if there's a lot of benefits back to the farmer, the cost share gets a little lower on the USDA side. If, on the other hand, you're doing a practice that's going to create habitat for endangered species, very costly, high concerns for the farmer, you may have a very high level of cost share associated with that practice. There's also special niches of the cost share rules for socially disadvantaged and beginning farmers. And so a beginning farmer, somebody with just a few years of experience, can get a higher level of cost share under these programs than can an established farmer.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's one in almost every county in the nation, certainly in the Cotton Belt. Go there. Sit down with an individual that's known as the district conservationist in the Natural Resources Conservation Service lingo, and talk to them about what your conservation needs are, what your conservation dreams are, and talk to them about which programs they have that may be able to help assist that. They may encourage you to develop a whole conservation plan for your farm and actually offer to do that and pay for it. That's a great first step, but you don't have to do that. You can also just do a simple application for EQIP and only have as much plan as you have conservation within EQIP. Once you submit that application, that will then go into the stack with EQIP applications. Those are quite often backlogged in many parts of the country. And once a year, those applications will be pooled, ranked, and evaluated based off of the environmental merits.